Hello and welcome to Artists Soar. This is a podcast for artists by three artists. We discuss all aspects of being artists, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The goal of each podcast is to provide solutions so artists can focus on their creativity and soar above. I'm Rachel Harshenko.
Jules McCullough.
Stephanie Weaver.
Start doing what you want to do and everything else will be revealed to you. This is by Paulo Coelho. Paulo Coelho.
Okay, do that again.
It'll go again.
Paulo Coelho.
There you go. Paulo Coelho. We didn't want to mispronounce your name.
And it's a great quote.
Yeah.
In today's episode, we're going to be talking about doing things you want to do instead of doing the things you should be doing.
Like laundry.
Like cleaning the house.
Oh my gosh.
I need to vacuum so bad.
I just finished laundry after like 6 days yesterday.
Oh,
it's been out in like the living room. Mm-hmm. Do you guys do that?
Yeah, sometimes.
Oh yeah.
Sheets and towels all go in the living room.
Yeah.
But first we wanted to do a shout out to an artist that we follow. And this guy is local and we know him and we count him as a good friend. And his name is Neville Simpson. And we guys think you should follow his work. He's a photographer here in Huntsville, but he travels the world. And you can go to his website, which is NevilleSimpson.com. But his portraits and art is at hsvandbeyond.com. That's hsvandbeyond.com.
Yeah, his work is really pretty neat. It's hard to, like, he's just got this eye.
He's got an amazing eye. Right? Like, can you teach me that eye? Like,
I know.
I mean, it's just an innate ability to see things so differently. Mm-hmm. Then the rest of the world sees it.
And they just got back from Paris, and I can't wait to see.
I cannot wait to see his work there.
And yeah. If you go to hsvandbeyond.com and you sign up for his newsletter, you get 10% off. And his work is so good. John, my husband, has 3 pieces in his office.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's amazing.
I know. Yeah. He did my headshots. And then, but when he was doing that, he was also kind of goofing off a little bit. And my son was there. And he got this really neat picture of my son looking out the window at Low Mill. But the way that he did it, it was a reflection in the glass at my son.
See, that's amazing.
That's so cool.
Yeah. He's just got an amazing eye.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing person, amazing art, everything. Mm-hmm. And a wife that, you know, is amazing too. We love her. So what have you guys been working on? And you just told me what you were working on.
I don't remember.
Pomeranian.
Oh, yeah. So
cute.
Yeah, I'm working on a little Pomeranian that's hanging out the door and like the enjoying the ride. And you know how fluffy those guys mm-hmm. are.
So fluffy.
And so
I almost thought you were about to say something else.
No, he's just like super fluffy and he's like grinning from ear to ear. And it's just the happiness. You look at this painting and you're like, that's how I want to be. Mm-hmm. I want to be that happy.
It's just like when our puppies, their butts and their tails move.
Oh,
it's like you would be in the worst mood ever and they walk up to you with that. And like you can't not smile.
Right.
I know that's a double negative, but you can't not smile and giggle and laugh. I love happy dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and any dog with their head out the window. Mm-hmm. I mean,
tongue flapping. I love those where like the whole jowl.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I haven't got to paint one of those yet, but I really want one.
There was a dog. This would have made a perfect portrait if somebody was in front of the truck, but he was in the back end of the truck, which don't get me started there, but he was in the back end. It was a big dog. He had his paws on the top of the hood or like the cab.
Mm-hmm.
And the wind was just going like this at him. And he was so happy. His tail was going. He must have been a big German Shepherd or something, but he was the happiest dog I have ever seen in the back of a truck.
I see a new series coming, just like putting him on the cab and little dog out the window, a big dog that the head doesn't fit quite out the window.
Oh, yes.
Just like a St. Bernard. You're like, hey, I'm here, you know.
With the big barrel under, you know, traditional St. Yeah. Bernard.
That would be fun.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
What are you working on?
I am working on Christmas stuff. And
she sounds so thrilled.
I know. Just like, oh my gosh, it's too fast. It's coming too fast. I thought I was prepared, but I'm, why am I never prepared?
I don't know. Because I don't know. We're idiots. Christmas comes at the same time every year.
But I've been working on Christmas stuff since July or August.
We talked about it in July.
I'm behind on my work for Christmas stuff. But yeah, I mean, it's just like, oh, it's never ending. But my advent calendar will be out December 1st. So
yay. I can't wait. Yay. Jillian Studios is going to be so cute.
You haven't finished it yet?
No, but we've got everybody looking forward to it now.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's my favorite thing you... That's one of my favorite things you do on your website, like every year.
And just
that sounds really corny, but
no,
I love it.
I really like
it. It's a lot of fun to do. You know, I'm hoping this year it gets some return, but it is fun to do. It's just a long process. There's 25 days.
Well, you get a smile on my face every day.
Good.
Just to let you know.
And then there's a Christmas Instagram challenge that five of us are doing that we're also getting ready for, which will be the 12 days of Christmas. And so working on promotions and copy and art for that.
Or so you're doing like one golden ring. You know, five golden rings. God, I can't get it.
No, I can't remember. Each day we have a different.
So like one thing, two things, three things.
Sorry.
So like one thing, two things, three things. To no. 12 items on a...
No, oh, that it's would just, be fun too. That would have been fun, yeah. I didn't even think about that being an idea. This is just drawing prompts. So on the first one, it's, I don't know, berries, and one of them's twinkle lights. I don't remember them all. One of them's Christmas cocktails.
I've just given myself an idea.
Yeah. But anyways, and it's, we'll be posting, so it's an every other day thing. So it's not 12 days in a row. It's actually 24.
Mm.
So it's one day you get the prompts. One day is, And one day is, you know, post your work. And
then we make so much noise.
I'm like, you're the ones editing it. But then,
That sounds like fun though.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. And there's five of us doing it. So.
I just started a new cocktail series. I got my 8x10s because I did my vodka martini Friday in your.
Oh, that thing was so good. So much
And I
got to
finish my unicorn drink, which I haven't started. And then my old fashioned. So
it's really good stuff.
That's I don't know what else. But I got 8x10s because the rest of my cocktails, like these two were short. And the other ones are like, you know, tall drinks.
Are you going to sell them on Bubbly Bibbly? Like, it make little products and stuff on them? Oh, okay.
Yes. I was going to put them on my Shopify account, which I'm working on that too.
Website, yeah.
Which I got to get that open. But anyway, I've just been painting.
Lots of stuff. Hey, before we dive into today's topic, I actually made a gift for the Artisaur listeners, and that's the Art Business Checklist and Video Guide. This checklist actually outlines what you need to do every day, week, month, quarter, and even year. The purpose of it is to hopefully make your lives a little bit easier as you're defining your art business. You can go to stephanieweaverartist.com/art-business-checklist to grab that free guide now. Again, that's stephanieweaverartist.com/art-business-checklist.
So how do we do things we want to do instead of doing the things we should do? And is that even possible? And is there a way to make it should and would together?
Should and what?
Yeah, should and would and could.
I think it depends on what the should is, you know?
Yeah, I think it does too. The should is a big part of it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if the should is pay your bills, you kind of need to do that. Like, yeah. You can't do what you want in front of that.
Yeah.
But
is there a way, though, to make those, gosh, I need to be doing my QuickBooks. I need to be doing this, but I really want to be painting. Is there a way to make it less should? Like, make it...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, what I do block planning to do that. Like, I set aside time. You know, each month at the beginning of the month, I do all the QuickBooks and invoicing and balancing and all that good stuff. And then each week I have art time scheduled in so that I can do what I want to do.
All right. Back up, though. Can you talk about the block planning and like just the mentality of doing that? Because some people don't know when you're saying that.
Like, yeah. So it's
and how you set it up.
It's thinking in blocks of time in lieu of time of day. At least that's how I think of it, because today's a perfect example. We're recording, schools let out early because of potential storms. So I have to adjust stuff. So if I was going to do something at 1 o'clock, I may need to shift it to 3 or 4 o'clock. So I'm thinking in terms of how much time I need dedicated to that item that I want to work on or should work on.
So you're saying like, okay, this takes 30 minutes. When can I put this?
Right. Where can I put 30 minutes? And then it's not so much
this is going to take an hour.
Right. Because the stress of I need to do this at 10:30 a.m. and it was 11 o'clock before I started it just threw me into an anxiety tizzy. You know, and so when I think in blocks of time, that I want 2 hours to dedicate to doing my social media planning. I want, you know, 3 hours over here dedicated to just creating new artwork, just experimenting and having fun and seeing what happens. When I think in those blocks of time, I don't put the pressure on myself to dedicate it to at 1 o'clock, I'm going to do this. Mm-hmm. And maybe at 1 o'clock, I decide I want to go for a quick walk around the neighborhood. I'm going to shift that 3 hour block by 30 minutes because I don't have a place I have to be until 6 o'clock at night.
Right.
Sort of thinking. Yes, you do have stuff that has specific times, doctor's appointments and meetings and stuff like that. But in those other times, don't. Because everyone says, take your task list and schedule it on your calendar. Well, that didn't work for me because it threw me an anxiety tizzy. So this was my answer to block timing.
And I like the block timing because we found that you can block out 3 hours for a particular task. But a lot of times it takes three times as long as you think it should.
Right.
So if you think it's going to take an hour, just go ahead and block out at least 2 or 3 hours for it. And if you get done earlier, great. Now you got some playtime. You've got that free space. But one of the things I do for the shoulds, not only the block time, I'm a lot looser. I'm a lot more loosey-goosey with it, I think. Mm-hmm. But I do the things that I should do first thing in the morning.
Yes.
To get them out of the way.
That's a really great tip.
There's a concept by Mark Twain. It's called Eat the Frog.
Yeah.
So you do the most grossest thing that you want to avoid, get it over with, and the rest of the day is great.
Right.
So do you try and do that like before 10 or before lunch and then after lunch, like block timing?
Really, I don't kind of have that level of
fine-tuning.
Yeah, restrictions. Like this morning, budget. I did that before I even woke up the kids. So it was like from 5:30 to 6:30. is when I did the budget. And so now it's done. And then I know.
Oh my gosh, I can't even think. You're a morning thinker.
I'm a morning thinker. Like I do most of my writing in the morning. And that's another way that I plan things.
Yes.
Based on my level of mental capacity.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I'm getting lower at it right now. Definitely.
Because I know like by 6 o'clock, my brain is shut off. Oh, and I know people where 6 o'clock, their brain is in high power mode, but I'm much more productive in the morning than I am in the afternoon. So I do the same thing.
Yeah.
The more detailed work, if I'm working on a graphics project or a website or something, I try to do that in the mornings. Before 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon. The other most important tip I could give anyone on block planning is don't block yourself in. In other words, you have to have white space in your day.
Right.
Because like Stephanie said, you know, stuff can always take longer than you plan. If you say it's going to take 30 minutes, it may take 2 hours. So if you have white space, you can deal with things that come up out of the blue, phone calls that you need to answer, emails that you need to answer,
schools that cancel,
you know, all these little things that come up that are out of your control. Mm-hmm. If you have the white space built in, you now feel like you have control over your day. And I think that's the biggest thing for being able to do what you want, is you have to feel like you have control over what's happening in your day.
And then I know Julie and I were talking a lot about this block planning thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I struggled with when I first started doing the block planning was leaving that white space, because we've been trained to fill your day. You can't mm-hmm. have any downtime. But in order to be creative, in order to be a business owner and be functional for yourself and your family, you have to have that
right
down thinking time.
Well, and believe me, that white space is going to get filled with stuff.
I know.
And it's not necessarily going to be unproductive stuff. It's mm-hmm. going to be productive stuff. Mm-hmm. It's going to be things that take longer than it should. And it may be like
family time or something
right.
like that.
I mean, there's all sorts of things that come up that you need that white space for. Or maybe you're just like, was it last Tuesday? Yeah, it was last Tuesday. All three of us were just like totally off.
We were so off.
I don't know what was in the air, but something was in the air.
And chips and salsa didn't even help.
Like, I mean, our brains just were mush. And so I didn't do anything the rest of that day.
No.
And I just was able to move mm-hmm. those blocks yeah. that I had planned for that day to somewhere else.
Yeah. Wednesday, the next day.
Yeah.
And it's okay to do that.
It's completely okay.
And I think you guys think more like in block planning, and I tend to think more like habits, like mm-hmm. and you do things and it just becomes a habit. So like you get up, you come, you do your emails, you know, you try and get a hold of those, or you know, what is that? It's from like Atomic Habits. I've heard that.
Oh, yeah. That's a good book.
Yeah. And so that way they end up being not, oh, I gotta, these are my shoulds. I gotta do this today. This is like, oh, this is my email time. Mm-hmm. And this is my whatever time. And this is my, you know, and like you said, do them earlier in the day.
Yeah.
More of a routine, a habit. This is just what.
That's why I work out in the morning. I get it over with.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really good. But you've already done like four things before then.
Gosh.
Yeah. But yeah, but like, 4 o'clock. I'm actually like a 4 o'clock person. I'm done.
Yeah. See, my husband's that way too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I'm in good company.
No, it's true. I mean, like your brain gets going and everything. And then, I mean, he comes home and he's like, just let's go and does the things he wants to do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that gives you something to look forward to too, because you got to get that junk out of the way. And then as soon as you do, you're like, oh, I get to go play. And
right. Then, exactly.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. I hate leaving stuff till the end of the day to do. I like to have mm-hmm. my mornings without commitment so I can do what I want to do and do what I need to do during that time.
Right.
So what do you, here's a question. What do you do that are shoulds right now? Like mine's the stupid budget.
Marketing.
In the stupid laundry.
I need to be doing. Yeah. I mean, I need to be doing the budget and all that, which I mean, I kind of am. But really, my focus right now is finding work.
Yeah. Marketing.
Mm-hmm. And mine is like websites, finishing up a couple.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
You don't find joy in it. I think that's probably another
just
thing.
I'm at a stuck place where I'm like, I just got to. It just takes a hot minute for this one website I'm doing. And I'm like,
Well, that's a pro bono one too. So, and it's given us trouble.
Yeah.
Don't do anything free. Oh, I know which one you're talking about. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, sometimes it just seems like
my shoulds are, you know, scanning all my artwork in and doing the Photoshopping.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
So those are my shoulds.
Yeah.
Because it's not that I don't find joy in it. Once I'm doing it.
Right.
And I'm in the groove and I'm like, ooh, this looks good.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, and it makes it a, want, you know, like, but when you, to first get in there, you're just like, just do it. You know,
well, especially part of me just goes, just giving do it. When it's been giving you problems, then you have to go back in. Like I had this yesterday with my site. I had put that cute little critter that changed to a witch.
Oh yeah.
Well, yesterday I had to take it down.
We were testing for the whale. Remember
when I was about putting the whale? And anyways, that's a whole nother story for another day. But so I found this thing that might work to do what I want the whale to do. But when you went to scroll, it was like
shagging.
It was really bad. And I thought, well, this is probably just my mouse or anything. Well, I'd sent my website to someone to look at, and he came back with a Loom video. There's something wrong. Maybe so it's just like, my mouse, but I don't think it is. And then I was like, okay. So even though I had already deactivated the plugin and I had already taken down that little witch character, but it was still doing it. So I had to go in the back end of my hosting in order to delete the plugin in order to get it to log back in again. Mm-hmm. My point being is not to tell the whole story there, but I did, was to say, like, when it's giving you trouble, becomes a should instead of a want.
Right.
It's I just want to get this last thing done, but you know, it's not working. But then once you get in there and it's actually working again, it's just like, okay.
Was it Wednesday or Thursday last week? You and I were at the studio and we were working on trying to remove a date. And we're like, is it?
Yes, that was on my website too.
Let's do this.
Three times as long.
6 months I've been working on trying to get rid of that date. Yeah, 6 months. And not that I've been working on it every week or every day.
But it's just been nagging me for that long. And like Wednesday, we're like, well, we got rid of it here. Wait, okay, now, why is it still showing up here? Why is it there? What?
Oh, my gosh. You know, it's like showing up in three places. And I'm like, why do they have the date in three places, for one, in the code? And two, why can't I just, when I hit the button to turn the date off, why does it keep showing up?
Anyway, we were just having a really good time. That was a big should.
Yeah.
That was not a want.
That turned into a should. It originally started as a want. I want the date removed from my post. That turned into a should because it was frustrating the heck out of me. So, I mean.
So it can be vice versa. We can take our shoulds and turn them into, want. Oh, this is want. Mm-hmm. And then we do have some wants that turn into shoulds. And it just makes your whole day turn to shit.
You said it about me, girl. It was well implied there. Sorry.
I was going to say crap, but.
Well, according to my daughter, there's no difference in between the two words. So
no, there's a difference.
Well, I remember my mom used to give me trouble whenever I said crap.
Oh yeah, she gives me double hockey sticks when I say the word crap or sh or any of those words.
Oh, your daughter or your mom?
My daughter.
Your daughter does? Mm-hmm. Yeah, my daughter the other day, she was like, you are cussing a lot more than you used to. And I was like, oh, you've heard it now. It's fine.
Let's hear the new Taylor Swift album.
Oh, really?
Ooh. Wow. Like, yeah. I mean, it's a really good album, but man, I was not expecting that from her.
Wow.
Miss Sweet and Innocent is not so sweet and innocent. No. But the album is this absolutely beautiful story.
Oh, I'll have to check this out.
Yeah, some people are.
It's well done. It's not necessarily that the story is beautiful. Let me rephrase that. The way she portrayed a body of work into a story is genius.
Yeah, she's an amazing artist all around.
She's so creative. So talented.
But I was laughing at you because, like, you have a new studio now. You have a little bit of stress. Like, it's just in a different place. So you just need to tell your girls, like, I'm a little stressed.
Well, I don't think the listeners know. I don't think we've talked.
I don't think
studios.
Big announcement.
I got a studio at Low Mill. Yay! Yeah, Studio 311. And it's
you're upstairs.
I am on the third floor, and it's been a chore.
It is.
But it's a lot of fun. It's like getting to decorate like a whole new home type of thing. Yeah. But it's also moving everything from your current home studio into the new one.
And your classes are online at Low Mill as well under their event page.
Yeah.
So you can find registration for her art classes there.
Oh, yeah.
And as well as on your website.
Yeah. Because so, yeah. Now I'm offering in person and Zoom, and it's works really well. We've been testing it over the last 2 weeks, and the people that are on Zoom can hear everything that we're saying.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got a good mic.
Yeah, I got a good mic. Well, it's a Yeti. And then a couple cameras set up. So it's working pretty good. Awesome.
You're very techy with that, though. So that's really nice.
Yeah.
And people are doing it both ways.
Yeah.
So that's nice.
Well, I decided Wednesday nights were only going to be a Zoom because I just don't want to be down there at night.
Well, especially in the winter.
Okay, it's really dark.
Because it gets so dark down there.
Yeah. So Wednesday nights are on Zoom.
I mean, it gets like dark at 4:30.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Fridays are fun.
Yeah. It was nice seeing everybody.
We ordered new paint too.
Oh, yes.
Did you guys?
Yes. So
it was.
She started it.
I started it.
She's totally started it.
No. Okay. No. Julie Knowles started it because she had this really beautiful yellow.
Yeah. What was it called?
Naples
Yellow Light.
Yes.
The watercolor version of that is my favorite.
Oh, really? Oh,
yes, okay. I love that yellow.
Oh, and it just went so well with like a purpley mauve color. Oh,
and then we went to the website.
Yeah.
And then
what's the name of this one again? Vasari.
Vasari.
Yeah. And they got to order a minimum of $100 in order.
Which was not a problem.
Yeah.
Between me, Stephanie, and Stephanie's mom, Dolly. Shout out, Dolly.
One order.
But we ordered three of everything, and one of them was $68 just for the tube. What color was that one?
Holy cow.
That was the.
Sorry.
Was that blush. The rose? The blush? Pale blush. So pretty.
We'll show you.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys, we'll put the link. Oh, okay. My gosh.
Yeah.
We're not encouraging you at all to buy paint.
Hoarding. And go listen to our hoarding episode. You know,
that whole segment's not in there.
If you're trying to save money and stay on budget, you guys do not need to follow us. I really don't think so. Between Julie, you and me, these people have no hope.
I was a shopping queen.
Yeah. There you go. Oh my gosh.
Yes. What's the Flintstones? Charge.
Yeah. Oh my Lord.
I cannot wait to get those colors. We got like the whatever that yellow was.
And that pale
blush.
And then that ivory. It was the lead white.
Yeah, it was like a lead white color, but it's not lead.
So what are these oil paints that Katrina is talking about that are
Katrina Burr.
Windsor and Newton oil, but they're water-based?
Yeah, they've got like a water-based oil paint. And so instead of using like Gamblin or Gamsol to clean your brushes, you just do it plain on water.
Oh. And those are good too. Yeah.
I've only played with like a couple of them and it just doesn't feel right to me.
Okay.
I like the oil. It just glides like butter.
Yeah. Okay.
Like oil. Yeah. Well, that was a tangent. What are we talking about? What to do rather. Oh, so we should be probably talking about something, but that was a fun one too.
That was rabbit hole.
Sorry, but we had to make the big announcement for you.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm excited.
It's awesome.
So you guys let us know what are some of your shoulds that you should be doing besides laundry. We kind of all have that on our list.
Yeah.
And what are the things you guys want to do? And I think we all know paint and create.
Yay.
So until next time,
thanks for listening to Artist Soar,
a podcast for artists by artists. And if you have any questions, feel free to email us at hello@artistsoar.com.
And be sure to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts so that you can get more of us and we can bring in some sponsors to help you and help us.